This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. Listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktr.ee/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website at cjsf.ca. Got a request, text, or call us at 778-782-CJSF. Hi, everybody, and happy Tuesday. I hope you're all having a good day so far. Ready for another hour of music with me, Sasha, if you're new here. Today is kind of going to be usual, but the first set is going to be kind of different for me. It's going to be some pop, some electronic pop, maybe a bit of like soul hip hop for a moment there, mixing in some indie, but there's some really cool artists. I especially loved the new album that's coming up and play for you guys called Black British Music by Jim Legacy from London. You guessed it. And it was a really cool album. It was like alternative soul hip hop, R&B. It was really good. And going to meet a couple other London artists such as Hector Plimmer with their newest album Infinity Mirrors. And then some great Canadian artists too, such as Oh Caroline coming up after the first song today. And speaking of, the first song we'll be playing today is by an artist named Jane Pacnia from their newest album Millions of Years of Longing. I'll be playing you the track Resolve. I really liked it. I don't know. I think it kind of just grew from there, where I kind of had to have a little set today of some electronic music. So hope you guys enjoy Jane Pacnia and stay tuned for a couple other great music, some alternative. I've been playing Alex G today, Pulp, Born Ruffians, lots of good stuff. So stay tuned. Thank you.
got me kind of dizzy, I fall down. We got kind of busy in this town. Moved into the city, not around anymore. Got me reminiscing all those times. Now you never listen or reply. Got me kind of dizzy, now this life's upside down. Too damn crazy. We were growing up. Let me tell you something. Life too absorbed in what consuming. I don't know just what I'm pursuing. Two broke kids not far from the border. Try to make it out like the story goes, but things got too complicated. Out there on the streets getting wasted.
I saw that love. so they love me in your eyes. So they love me in your eyes. I knew, I knew.
I'm unemployed, they hold me down by my feet. Slept on the floor and I got dirt on my jeans. I compound my life, too many holes in the seams. Mama just came from a war. There was a party in my head, I'm grieving, who did it call? Broken glasses, lost my eye from all the blood on the floor. They play all war cries in their clubs and stand all over the floor. I'm under the floor, yeah. How'd I get here? Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. How'd I get here? Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. How'd I get here? Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. How'd I get here? Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all. Yeah. The party.
Okay.
I hope you're not around. We're hidden in these walls of sound. See, I know you put me down. And if so, well, I'm alright. I hope it's just a phase. Stage and let these fears and confusions fall out of
That was artist Jay Wood with the song What You Do to Me from his 2021 album Some Days. He was originally based in Manitoba, Winnipeg, where he grew up, and now he is in Montreal, and he has a new album coming out in September called Leo Negro, and it sounds really cool. I love this artist a lot because he really explores all sorts of genres, and he's not afraid to try something new. And this new album is going to be pushing that to the max, as he describes writing the music as a way of journaling, as just writing whatever he's thinking, how he's feeling. And he describes this new album as a story of him reconnecting with his identity and grappling with it, and describes every song on the album as a different version of himself. So I'm excited to hear it. And he has a little quote about it as well, is that with this new album, he hopes to lean into his natural attitude of leaning into the what-if questions of life and staying curious, and that leading with confidence, then you can make even greater connections, and it's really the only option. And as the album suggests, he kind of explores his identity as a Leo, and it kind of guides his description of the album is what I'm reading, and also how he writes the music as well. So stay tuned for Jay Wood. If you like that, his music's really great, and he got a new album coming up next month. And that earns our first little set for today. And now we'll kind of get into some alternative music, some bit of indie. We have Maggie Lennon coming up next. I've played them before. Their newest album, Desire Days, was really fun, pop, sort of psychedelic. And yeah, they're Montreal-based as well, and they describe this album as a reflection on how the passage of time comes together, and Lennon hopes to capture that eternal youth that everyone carries with them and tries to retain even in the face of everyday challenges, as she describes on her website. And following that will be artists such as Those Looks, Samia, Pulp, and of course Alex G, as I mentioned, with his newest album Headlights, which is kind of a controversial choice for him, as he's always been known as being self-released and self-sufficient, and now he's joined a major label with this newest album. But it was pretty good, and it was interesting, and I hope you guys like it too. But first up will be Maggie Lennon after this short announcement, so stay tuned.
Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
I am, but I do it for the art.
No.